I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I have the pleasure today of talking with film director Nicole Powell, and she is the force behind the Free Art for You documentary. Nicole, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Nicole, let's start at the beginning. Take me back to the very start of this process. What made you want to make this film?
Well, what made me want to make this film was it was a class project for Georgia State, and our project was to basically collaborate with the community in Atlanta. And I knew about Catlana and Everman, and I knew this free art was bigger than just a couple of artists. So I kind of stuck to my guns and decided to stick with the Free Art for You community. And basically, it was just me and my boyfriend, Matt, who goes to Tech, who filmed this entire video by ourselves. And we've had some editing help with my other friends. But since learning about the Free Art community, I've discovered more artists. And so I was like, I need to feature more artists in my film. And it pretty much just grew from there. So I eventually, from starting from maybe two or three artists, I grew to five artists in my film. So it was just such a pleasure meeting these artists and finding out more about this community that's so much bigger than just these five artists. It's like 50 artists in Atlanta. So it's been such an awesome time filming it.
Now, who are the five artists who are in your film?
The five artists in my film is Blockhead, Miss ATL, Spooky Tunes, Catlana, and Everman.
Now, can you say something about their particular styles?
They have all very unique styles. The blockhead I just thought was so awesome. I love that it's like a little guy with a blockhead, and he had such a unique way of describing how he created that idea. And he spends so much time and passion like carving out all those little blockheads, and he spent the most time creating his art, which I thought was really special. And Miss ATL, she was so passionate about her style. And when I met her, she was just like so awesome and rad. And I was just like, I have to film this girl. And Spooky Tunes, he is so quirky and cool. I just love his style. And it's very defined, Spooky Tunes style. Catlana is iconic to me. He's done such a great job showing cats in a different media, I guess. And no one would really think about, like, it's just cats, but his cats are just incredible. And Everman's is just, like, also super iconic. Everyone's, I feel like, seen his face everywhere. So I just think Everman's idea about this, like, social experiment of free art has really driven more than an experience, but more of a community in Atlanta.
And what's been the response from the public, whether it be Atlanta or folks who are not in Atlanta, who have seen this film and maybe are involved in the free art community wherever they are?
There's definitely like different communities, even like existing in Georgia. I know there's some free art communities existing outside of the perimeter, and there's other communities in different countries and different states. And it's just like incredible to think that free art exists in like all around the world, and how it has affected different communities. And it's mostly like, I feel like a love sharing project where people make art that's free for anyone to find and keep forever and love and cherish. So, yeah.
Were you a fan of any of these artists before? Was it something that was a passion project for you? Or you just thought it was something interesting that you were observing from the outside looking in?
I was most definitely a fan of Catlana. I mean, I've got cats, so I'm like obviously in love with his stuff. And so I was mostly afraid that they would be like, no, I don't have time for this student film project. But I was just so excited when everyone was like, yeah, this sounds like a cool idea. I was just so happy that they were all on board. And I felt like I was filming like famous celebrities almost, you know, because I've just like admired Catlana. And when I met Miss ATL, I thought she was like the bee's knees. She's like such a cool lady. And Blockhead was so awesome. He helped me enormously with my film. He also did some freelancing. He made a documentary called Pez Heads. He's a Pez Head collector. And he helped me get in touch with people to do my music for the documentary. And everyone was just so awesome and helpful.
What role do you see these artists having in our local arts community?
I see them as like helping people, like to provoke people to get out and explore their city, because it's interesting to see where these artists drop, and it's kind of like helping people get out of their homes and like kind of like a grown-up scavenger hunt almost, where you know where the prize is and it's achievable and you get an awesome prize when you get there, and even more, you get a sense of a new area of the city, which I think is really cool, because I know since I've made the documentary, I've learned about 50 other free artists who do the same thing. And so I've been hunting their art because I really like it. It's a lot of fun. And I've just discovered so many new places about the city that I would never know about unless I'd been searching.
And the free art community is very much a community for the artists themselves. I've sensed a lot of camaraderie among those artists. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Of course, yeah. The free art community is definitely like a huge family almost, because, well, this Christmas, actually, someone set up a Secret Santa for the whole community. And so everyone was like making personal pieces for each other. And I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. And yeah, it's definitely a family that's very welcoming. And so if you wanted to start making free art, you'd definitely be very welcomed in.
That was my question. For someone who's listening to this who may not have even known about this community, how does one get in? How do you start?
Well, I know after I made the film, I have a friend who goes to SCAD, and I was like, hey, you could definitely do this. Like, you're very creative and you could do this. And so she spent some time thinking about it. And so she decided on teleboxes. They're like little wooden TVs with different faces on them. And so she basically just started out making like 4 or 5 of these televisions, and then got like a Twitter. So we had to figure out how Twitter works and made a username, and just especially using the hashtag FAFATL, that'll definitely get people's attention in the community, because that's like the tag that people look for. And it's really easy. Like, since the summer, she has like 300 followers already, and finding the televisions are very popular now.
There's a notion around art in general that you pay for it. What is it about free art that really speaks to both the people who are hunting, but also the artists themselves? What is their perception of, what is their perspective of giving this away for free?
Well, I think each artist has a different reason why. I think when I was filming, Miss ATL had one of the most inspiring reasons. She makes the Miss ATL face. It's a old modeling photo of someone, and her concept was like, if someone was like walking on down the street and could use a smile, they could look at her piece of art, and they would like, hopefully that piece of art would make them smile and give them a sense of like warmth and like love towards that person. And I think it's just like a fun little thing for most people. Like, it's almost kind of like a relaxing hobby, I think, and also like an exciting hobby. Like, I think it's soothing to maybe like make the art and know that it's going to like a good home. Like, when you put it out on the streets, you know someone who really wants it is going to find it and keep it and is really going to love it.
Now, let's talk about your film specifically. You entered your film into the Wonderroot Generally Local, Mostly Independent Film Festival. What was that experience like for you?
It was really cool. Like, when I looked it up, I was like, I should definitely submit to this, because I've never had my film screened at the Plaza Theater. So I thought that was really cool. And it was free. So awesome. Already very nice. And it was just a really easy process. Like, I think I handed you guys the DVD or sent you the link to it. And it was just like really easy for it to be picked up. And I brought my mom to go see it. And she's actually never been to the Plaza Theater, which I find incredible because she's been here longer than I have. So it was really exciting for my mom to see my film on the big screen at the Plaza Theater.
Were some of the artists who were from the film actually at the screening?
I don't think so. I do like tweet about it. Like if it's going to be screened somewhere, I definitely let the whole community know. It's like, hey, this is going to be screening here at this time. And I've had a couple people show up that aren't like in the film, who are just like free art people, show up to the film. And I've even had some people come up and tell me that they started making free art because they saw the film, which I thought was like the coolest thing ever. And yeah, not all the time they come to the screenings, but I mean, they've seen it. We had like a big screening when we first finished the film. And so they all went to that one and like they brought their families, which was really awesome. But yeah, they've definitely seen it, but they weren't at the screening, unfortunately.
Now, do you feel like you're this keeper of secrets because you know all of the actual people who are behind a lot of the art that's popping up all around the city?
Definitely not. I think Blockhead and Miss ATL weren't that crazy about keeping their identity secret, but I think they might be a little bit more now because they're very popular pieces to, like, their art is very popular. Catlana recently showed his face on television, or he was on the news recently, so that kind of, like, let the secret out. But I still think he's a pretty secretive guy. And I definitely think Spooky Toons is, he keeps a low profile, but I think people know who he is too. So I'm not like the keeper of secrets. I think people, if they really wanted to find these people, they could. But yeah, I'm not like anyone, like I know their identities or anything.
You know, all of the superhero aliases. Well, let's talk about your own film career as it's beginning. You are a film student at Georgia State. So what drew you to film just at the very beginning?
Well, me and my friend who went to SCAD, we started making like short, really dumb videos when we were like in middle school and high school. And when I went to high school, like my last 2 years, I went to broadcasting and I had so much fun making videos once a month for like the local, for like the school's television show. And so I knew after that I definitely wanted to pursue film. But being at Georgia State, it took a while to actually, like, get my hands on a camera. But that's how it goes. That's how it is. But this was, like, the first time I really felt like my project was really solid, I guess. Like, this is something that's definitely, like, resume worthy. But, yeah. It's been an interesting life decision, I guess, because... Well, even now, like, the film industry being in Atlanta, that's, like, really encouraging. But still, it's going to be a process to find a job and get associated with the real world after I graduate.
So, going forward, as far as your focus, whether it be narrative work, whether it be documentaries, where do you think this film, at least right now, where do you think this film has... helped you in terms of understanding what you're good at, maybe what you want to work on, maybe what you want to carry further? Where has this film sort of taken you in terms of understanding your own work?
This film has like really opened up my eyes to documentary. I'd never really even considered documentary as like something I'd be interested in. But after this, it's definitely something I feel like I had like a talent in showing, like by helping other people tell their stories. And I think real people and real life situations are really interesting. But, and yeah, this film has helped me learn so much about filmmaking and unique styles of editing and putting things together. And it's just helped me so much. I'm just like so grateful for everyone who like was in the film because it's really about them. It's not about me. So yeah.
Well, considering all of your work for the film and considering also the fact that you love to hunt for the art around the city, what are some of your favorite places that you've been when you've found a piece of art? Like, give two or three.
Oh, man. When I found my Catlana, that was, like, the most exciting moment ever because his stuff is like so hard to find. But it was in Piedmont Park and it was right before Music Midtown. And me and my boyfriend were just like walking around, checking the Twitter. And we saw one get dropped and it was like the last one of the day. And I just like sprinted for my life to get it. And it was like really embarrassing because I knew like he was probably watching because he usually watches the cats just in case someone like lies or something. And so I knew he was probably watching me like run like a lunatic up the hill to grab the cat, but it was so worth it. And Piedmont Park is so lovely to go to. That and Crog Tunnel is a really nice place. I love walking through Crog Tunnel. Any excuse to go over there is a good excuse. And I think Little Five Points also, one of my other favorite places to go to in Atlanta.
Now, are there some favorite areas that you've noticed artists just like to drop things in general? Like, are there some parts of town where if you're hanging out in that part of town, you have a greater chance of finding something versus another part of town?
Definitely Little Five Points is a popular place. And I would also say Decatur is a huge place too. Like Decatur has like really blown up with a lot of free art over there. And sometimes I'm like, man, Decatur is like 20 minutes away from Midtown, but it's worth going over to Decatur because Decatur is just so cool.
Nicole Powell, director of Free Art for You, Georgia State film student. Nicole, let everyone know how they can find out more about your film and your work in general.
Well, I don't really have a website yet, but Free Art for You is on YouTube and on Vimeo. But they're both locked for right now. I've actually submitted my film to 10 other festivals after I've been interning at the Atlanta Film Festival. And they've given me a lot of advice about how I should take this film into the festival market. And so I've won 3 awards so far. I've won the Georgia State Film Festival jury selection, the VHS Film Festival in Athens, and the Georgia Big Picture Conference Festival. So they've helped me submit my film to, well, the Atlanta Film Festival has given me advice to submit my film to other festivals around the country where free art does exist in other cities. Like, it's not just an Atlanta-based community. It's in other communities all around the globe. So I think hopefully other film festivals find this documentary relevant to their city and will hopefully inspire more people to make free art in their cities.
So Free Art for You may be coming to a film festival wherever you are for our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Nicole Powell, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.